Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesci moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesci scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Harder covering. Safe. DiMaggio moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesci moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesci scores. Finney moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Joe Krakoskis now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Doerr scores. Fox moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Krakoskis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakoskis hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pesci hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. 1 out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Mack reaches second base with a double. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas is 0-for-1 in the game. Krakauskas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. One out. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peacock. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Peacock steals second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewson strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hewson out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Joe Krakauskas. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Williams strikes out. The ball gets by Hegan. He chases the ball to the backstop. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.